Hello everyone, how you all doing? This is Funke Shojobi, and today I'll be sharing on the art of storytelling. The art of storytelling. Well, everyone loves great stories. We all read books because we love stories. And when we think about history, think about great stories. Shakespeare, Martin Luther King, Clinton, Lincoln. So many times we win by persuading people and making our point simple by storytelling. There's no how you tell stories that you will win people's hearts, you will win their minds. You can take them off their feet while telling stories. So I'll be telling you five types of storytelling. Number one, those who use storytelling to persuade. And that works for people that sell things. They want to tell a story. Oh, this woman, she bought this perfume. And by the time she was passing, people were turning their heads, looking at how this perfume or what was smelling. That's how to use storytelling to persuade. Then those that inspire. We have people that the pastors, they know how they are preaching. They will always tell you a story. The coach, motivational speakers, leaders, they always inspire true storytelling. Then those that launch revolution and movements, maybe they have a person, it can be positive, it can be negative. They always tell stories. Then those that tap into your potentials, they make you feel like, whoa, something has come inside of me. I had an instance of one of my coaches, Dr. Shogo. When he says something, he just tweaks something inside of you and brings out that spirit in you that says, oh, you can do what you have to do. You don't have to lie low. You have to move. So most of the storytelling touches me a lot and I get inspired. Then those that manipulate you, they say some words and next thing you are up there, you are moving. So these are the great five ways people tell stories. The part of storytelling that changes the game is, for example, in the past years, printing press. They always write stories through printing press. They have to print it out. Then again, came about motion pictures. That was in maybe 1890s or so. Then we now came about the TV. You would get to hear stories. Then radio. Now it's blogs and social media that is ready now. So if you look at anybody in the social media, the Hollywood, the writers that are winning, the politicians, all of them are winning because they know how to tell great stories. So I'll be going to another thing that is elements of great storytelling. Number one element you have to have in storytelling is you have to have great anticipation. That suspense there is should be bought. You just be telling stories that, oh, one day this person is this. You have to have that great anticipation, making all your audience to want to hear what you want to say. Number two, build curiosity, surprise. For example, you're telling a story to somebody, to your audience. Oh, there was a man who had a farm. He was going to the forest and he heard a noise. He had to go back and check. What noise is this? Where is it coming from? And he checked. And next thing, boom. So that curiosity comes with surprise and all your audience are waiting to hear the next line. Then you have to tell the details. Number three, that's details about your story. For example, sharing a particular scene. I was driving in the car with my mom in the front. My dad was by the side. Next thing, my grandma and myself, we are all at the back. And as we were going around the Ikeja roundabout, we just saw a car that was in front. Next thing, armed robbers were our back. And now, so you have to give the whole details about your storytelling. Then number four is flow of speech. The volume, how you go. When you have to go low in your voice, you have to know when to reduce your voice, when to increase your voice. That's another way of storytelling. Number five, involvement. When you're telling these stories, you have to get your audience involved, engaged. So their own attitude is, oh yes, so what happened next? What else? They are so eager and anxious to know what next. So that's how you get your audience engaged in your storytelling. Number six has to do with the energy. you feel the energy of the storytelling. They are not high, but you can get that, oh, this person has that energy telling this story. He's so engrossed in this storytelling. Number 7 is the timing. You should know when to put your facts, when to laugh, when to be angry or trying to put your point. You should know where to put it. Number 8 is painting the picture of imagination, visualization. You say, oh, what if this person comes today now and makes ₦1 million? Those kind of storytelling, you're like, oh, the next person, the audience too, will be wondering, oh, what if, what if? So those are the words you use for storytelling. Number 9, show your feelings. You have to show your feelings. When telling a story, if you have to cry, you can cry. If you have to laugh, you laugh. If you have to get angry, you get angry. For example, a lady telling a story to her husband, and she's trying to relate to her husband, maybe while she was young, this is what her mom does. And peradventure, her mom is late. At a particular time, she talks about her mom. Next thing that happens to her is she can start crying and say, oh, how I wish my mom was alive and everything. That's another way to show your feelings while telling your stories. Number 10 is body language. When you're telling a story, you can use your hands, your gestures, your the way you move to buttress your points in storytelling, especially when you are doing presentations. Then the last one is climax. At the end of every storytelling, you must have a climax. You must have a way you end it, and you must have a way that the audience will be like, oh my gosh, this was a great story. So, what are the keys to a great story? A great story is one that is always retold. You go about telling that person's story. For example, yesterday I had a class or like a conversation with Dr. Shogo, and he shared some stories about him and a woman on his group. And the next thing, he was just sharing that story, and I was so engrossed. This morning I got to the office and I had to share that story to a colleague of mine. So that when you hear a good inspiring story or an incident that happened, you always want to share it. But in every story, your signature is very important. Your story is very important. Nobody can take your story from you, and nobody can tell that story more than you. Then your fingerprints too, it's always there. Your story is always told very well. So when you are giving effective stories, what are the keys to effective stories? Number 1, the moment of tension. In every confusing situation, how can you use stories to make it effective? You are in a board meeting and you are having a kind of situation, and you just come, oh, why don't we just try this method? If we do this or do this and you tell a story, it can also always solve that problem in that situation. So moment of tension, you succeed by telling a story. Another one is nothing else works except you tell a story. For example, you're trying to make a drug addict that is already a child, a teenager that is already addicted to drugs, and you're telling a story of someone that was also addicted to drugs and at the end of the day died. When you give those examples, it goes into it, and obviously that story will make that child go. Then validating your point as a seller. When you tell a story as a seller, you always win. There is no how you tell that story that the customer would not even just want to even pack all your goods and buy. Then number 4, you tell stories while raising your kids. Oh, one day a man came and wanted to take the daughter. He opened the door and was trying to tell the woman, come out so that I can take you out. And the girl said, no, my mom is not at home. She said, you have to give me a password before I open the door for you and everything. So next time, don't open doors to strangers. Don't do this. And at that stage, that child will get that story in his or her head, in the sense that, oh, anything that has to do with strangers coming to the house, they'll remember the story that my mom told me, this is what I should do. Then number 5 is coaching. During coaching sessions, most of all these motivational speakers actually tell stories to buttress their point. In development, leadership development too, they also tell stories. So in all, what is the main purpose of storytelling? Number one is you have learned how to tell stories today, and you're making sure your signature, your stories, your fingerprints also makes a great impact in this world while you tell stories. So I guess with this little few points of mind about the art of storytelling, you can go ahead on your sales, marketing, and write great stories that pertain to you. Every time I talk about sales on Instagram, I always tell stories how I sold over 4,000 pieces of Ankara fabrics to a customer, how they found me on Instagram, how I called my dad because I thought it was scam. I was thinking a customer is going to scam me because they said he wanted to use coronation and I should come. And in this world of today, you're always scared of, oh, I pray they don't kidnap me. When I heard coronation, I said, oh, they don't want to do their rituals. And next thing I'll be looking. So I had to call my dad to help me verify this person. I was scared to go. And a lot of things started coming up. And I was like, okay, I took courage and I went. But I had to call my dad to follow me. At the end of the day, my dad got there. And he was sharing his own story too. Not knowing that this woman too, my father's younger brother was they were classmates, and that was how everything just worked. We clicked, the whole business clicked, and I supplied these fabrics, and today we are best of friends. So those stories are the things that always inspire me to tell people that don't be tired of posting on Instagram, don't be tired of doing things that you love to do. You always make sales. So when I tell these stories, people always are always happy to hear these stories. And it's a great time with you guys. Do have a great day. I love you all. Bye. Good morning, beautiful. How are you doing today? How was your weekend? Well, I have just few words for you this morning, and I know you will make it. You have to push yourself because no one else is going to do that for you. Commitment is pushing yourself when no one else is doing that. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done. Unless you faint or die, just keep going. Get up and move onwards. All the roadblocks to your success are there to see if you have what it takes to push. I tell you, don't give up now. You are almost there. Keep pushing. You will never know your limit unless you push yourself to them. Stop saying, sure you can, unless you choose not to. You don't drown by falling in waters. You drown by staying there. So I tell you, get up. You are so much more than this. Wipe your tears, wipe your fears, and stay focused. There is no substitute for consistency. The secret of success is always in the daily habit of keeping at it daily. That is the key. Don't be complacent. Push yourself out of your comfort zone and set higher standards of achievement for yourself. Once you've achieved that standard of excellence, never let it out. Push yourself even higher. Constantly challenge yourself. You are born to be a winner. You have that victory already packaged in you. No one can stop you from shining. Once you make up your mind, your destiny is in your hands. And I tell you, my friends, listen very well. Be fearless, have a vision, believe in yourself. Your only limit is you. So I say, wake up. The sky is just a stepping stone. Have a great day. Have a fulfilled day. Have a fantastic day. God bless you. It's your girl, Funke Shojobi, the business solution pro. Cheers!